Praise the Lord. It's October 16th. It's Thursday morning. We thank the Lord for this great day that He has given to us. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us. And this is Global Time with Christ Jesus. Very special time every morning for all of us. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And it's in our zone, it's been raining most of the late afternoon and night, and it's raining even now. And I trust all of those represents the blessings of God upon us. So we are soaked with God's goodness and mercy and grace. Once again, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us. And I trust that you're ready to approach the throne of grace, God's throne, the most awesome place in entire reality and for us, creation. Let us go to His throne. He beckons to us, welcomes us, wants us to enter boldly with praise and with thanksgiving. But please join us as we do. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You knowing that You expect us and You therefore receive us today, this Thursday morning, because you desire to have us in Your presence. We bow before Your mighty throne, knowing that You are the Creator and we are Your creation. We submit to Your authority, to Your greatness, to Your glory and power. Today we ask You to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, where we messed up, where we missed the targets, the line and standards, ordinances and laws that You put in place for our benefit. We ask that You would forgive us for any errors or missing the mark. Restore to us again the righteousness of Jesus Christ so that we can stand with clean hands and we can bow before You without hindrance to worship. We worship your greatness. We worship you. We thank you for who you are. We ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake and for your great glory on this brand new day that you've given to us. We thank you for all our prayer partners and for those that will be streaming this program later. We bless this initiative, this prayer cast, that it would touch many lives. It would draw, it would support, uphold, and prepare those that have an open heart to hear you and to follow you wherever they are on the earth, in the city, in the country, in the field, in the towns, in the villages, wherever. And Father, we know today that your mercies are new. We pray for mercies for all that will receive those mercies on today. And know that they come from you, and that their praise and gratitude would rise to your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, today our focus is on being full of gratitude and zero complaints. Gratitude and thanksgiving stand opposed to our murmuring and complaints about our situation. And all of us can murmur and complain for some reason that we may establish as legitimate. But we're invited to see this truth, that it is not possible for murmuring and gratitude to abide in the heart at the same time. It's like trying to have sweet water and bitter water come from the same well at the same time. It's not possible. An unappreciative spirit has no standing against gratitude and praise. Therefore, true prayer banishes complaining and promotes gratitude and thanksgiving. Can you sense in your own heart reason for thanksgiving and praise on this Thursday morning? Think of the goodness of Jesus. The disposition to be discontented with things that come to us in the providence of God is a foe to gratitude and an enemy to praise and thanksgiving. So we have to speak to our soul like David did to his and says, "Why art thou cast down?" We have to say that to ourselves. We have to speak to ourselves, command ourselves to praise and to give thanksgiving. So let your praise come. Let it come. Let it rise. You feel your spirit rising along with the praise and with the gratitude. Because God is so good. And if he's in fact so, we can surrender all our cares, all the things that would hold us down like weights, keeping a balloon to the ground or something like that. Let's ask God to release us from every weight. Paul said, laying aside every weight, we must run this race. Weights slow us down, in fact, even anchor us to the ground. Find release right now in your heart, in your spirit. Allow release to come. The Holy Spirit is cutting all of the weights right now in the name of Jesus and for His glory. Let the smile on your face or in your heart shows up, or have it show up on the face. It's okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to all of you. We thank you for joining us on this Thursday morning. And it would have been so pleasurable and comfortable for you to stay under the covers. I know it would have been for me, because you can hear the pitter-patter of the rain on the outside, and of course the bed is warm and comfortable. You're under the covers. But you arose to praise and give gratitude to the Lord. Let us look at a scripture that encourages us to be in a state of mind and being that allows the grace of God to just flow towards us. There are no hindrances. And it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. It reads this way. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul, assured of its salvation through Christ. And so, fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort, that is, that peace which transcends all understanding, it shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. Fix your minds on them. Practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it, and the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you. This is a word from Paul, the apostle, exhorting the church at Philippi on how to attain, achieve, and maintain a sense of well-being and being a space for praise and gratitude. If you and I can take that to heart today, our day is guaranteed to be peaceful. Not because things don't do what happens, it's because we've established by the Holy Spirit in our hearts what our hearts will dwell on. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is lovable, whatever is kind, winsome and gracious. Those are the things. If there's any virtue and excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on, weigh, and dwell on those things. That's awesome advice from the Lord. For that reason, I'm praising God for His protection and His provision. It's multiplied towards me, and the same is true for you. On our agenda today, we have a few things that we would like to pray for. And just as a reminder, if you would like to be heard, if you want to have your praise be heard, you want to have an amen be heard, whatever you would like to have us hear your voice, just press the button 1 on your phone, and that allows us to see that you desire to be heard. And of course, your line will be alive and you'll be heard across the earth. Literally, the people that are listening even now, they are doing live downloads, or they're streaming this prayer cast, which is being recorded and archived, and anyone can access this, even you. If for example, you missed a scripture or something I said, a comment that you would like to go back and hear again, well, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/maximumradio, and you'll be able to select today's prayer cast, or yesterday's, or the day before. That's how wonderful the technology that God has given us access to is. So today we'd like to pray for a baby who hasn't spoken with his mother in the last couple of days, but he was born around the 3rd of October, and he was in hospital with a respiratory condition. And so we've been praying for him, and we believe in God that he will make total recovery. So I don't remember his name. I'm sure I was told. But he was he's a newborn. And so let's pray for him and pray for his family, his mother and his father, two wonderful people. And we are looking forward to celebrating his total recovery. Then we want to pray for the two nurses who God had put in place to minister to the needs of those who are ill, and they are fighting now for their own lives against the virus that is in their system, the Ebola virus. And this is one of them is in Georgia, and I believe the other one is in Texas. We want to pray for those two young ladies. They're young women. They're 20-somethings, and they were committed to a life of serving people, ministering to their physical health needs. But in so doing, they were exposed to the dangers of the virus, and in fact, did come into contact with it. How many know that God will cause them to recover? He wants them to recover. So we're going to petition on their behalf as well. Please join me in praying for them. Let's put our faith together. Let's see them active again after having come through this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today on behalf of Malaika's son. We pray right now that whatever the respiratory condition is, that it will flip and change because of your healing virtue to one of total recovery, total clearance and health, even on this day. That you will show yourself strong concerning this newborn who is in the earth by your will, by your plan and purpose and timing. And Father, we call forth the purpose for which he was born. He was created and born. Thank you for giving this earth the gift of this child. So, Father, we know that there is great purpose, grand purpose. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for him, and we thank you for his complete recovery and for the good report and testimony of once again how your intervention, your love and grace and mercy has brought someone through. We thank you today for this baby and for his health. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for the two nurses and how you you've wired them to serve. To serve close up, helping people who are in the discomforts of their health or lack of it. That there are people that are your hands and your feet, your voice, your ears, and your sight that will experience healing and deliverance because of people like these two nurses. Father, we know that humans are frail, and sometimes we don't understand, or sometimes we don't know how to do what we do. But whatever the case is, we pray right now for the complete recovery and delivery and deliverance of these two young women, that they will once again stand in health because of your healing power. And we send your healing power right now in the name of Jesus to light upon them, comfort them in their physical distress right now. We speak release. We speak health and healing to every cell in their body right now. And even in their isolation, we pray that your presence would come and enter in such a way that brings them peace, comfort, and confidence. Father, we rebuke the spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of oppression in the name of Jesus. We close the door on their behalf to every negative spirit that would come to torment, to oppress, and depress them. And we open the door to the King of Glory to enter right along with them, enter their isolation space, give them a smile, give them even laughter in the midst of their situation. And we pray for those that are ministering to their needs, that you would protect them as well. Give them the courage and all they need to minister your grace to these two people and the others who may be affected right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the countries where this disease is ravishing. Hear their cry, even as they call to you. in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you have a praise report, or if you just want to say amen, just press the button 1 on your phone, and that effectively opens your line and allow us to hear you. Whatever. If you have a prayer request, now is a good time to insert that into this prayer cast, because time is moving, and we want to make sure that we use it properly. We thank God for hearing our prayers. In our adventure and in the initiative called Pray 31, where we're praying for a state, for its leadership, and for the church in that state, right here in the United States. How many know that this nation needs prayer? You cannot get enough. So we're offering that today as God guides us. And today we're praying for the state of South Carolina, which has a population of 4.7 plus million people. Has an area of about 30,000 square miles. And the governor is Nikki Haley. We want to pray for that state. So happens that's the state where my wife was born. So we thank God for that state. Amen. So we want to pray for that state. We want to pray for the church, for the people of God that he has in that state. Let's believe God together. We want to pray for the schools, for the children, for the government in that state. Father, we thank you, Lord, on this day that we have access and we can come, not empty-handed. We can come bringing our petitions and our intercessions to you. We pray for the state of South Carolina on this day. And Father, in fact, we have relatives and we have friends in that state. We pray for every person, each person that's a resident, lives in that state. On this day, we thank you for the privilege of allowing us to make intercession for them. We pray for the state's geographical boundaries of 30,000 plus square miles. We see the lines that you have drawn with your finger that defines that state, its borders. We pray that on this day that nothing will cross into those borders, into that geographical area that brings harm or threatens harm to the people of that state. We know that the enemy has plots and plans, but you have a great outcome and a great legacy and purpose for the state and for each person that dwells therein. Father, bless the state in the north, bless it in the south, in the east, and in the west. Bless every square mile of that state, that it becomes the place that you would envision, a place of freedom for all, a place of prosperity for all, because of what Christ Jesus has done for that state and for each person that lives there. We pray for the church, whose light has come, that the church would truly begin to shine. Shine loudly, boldly, and brightly for your sake, for all to see, so that the church there becomes just what you intended it to be. Redeemed, having been cleansed, spots removed, wrinkles smoothed out, in the name of Jesus. We speak this over that state. We pray for the government there and for the leaders. We pray for Governor Nikki Haley. You would quicken her, give her dreams and visions of your purposes and your hand, your design. Speak to her heart. Her heart's in your hand. All of the legislatures and legislators, speak to their hearts. Give them your thoughts and your mindset, even as they attempt and try to stand as leaders. Keep the enemy from them in the name of Jesus. And we pray that you would bring back to each and every one of them the things they know and learn, even as a child. The things that pertain to truth, love, mercy, and grace. In Jesus' name, we pray for the schools today and for the children that are in attendance, the young people in the colleges. Pray for them all. We pray that the spaces in which they enter today will be so charged with your presence that the enemy cannot enter. The enemy would be frustrated in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the praise report, the good news of your presence in the state of South Carolina. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. What would we do if we could not approach the Lord as we are doing? Where would we be? What would be left for us to do without having the access that we do? So I thank the Lord that you're with us. And if you haven't been with us for a while, we welcome you once again. And what's your need today? If you have a prayer request or a praise report, take advantage of the time that is being spent right now and allow the Lord to use you, because your prayer requests may be the same for many others. It would not be strange or unusual when our prayercast is being heard around the world. I remember the days of schooling where our professors or teachers would say, you know, ask the question, because you may be asking a question that's on other people's minds, but they're not bold enough to ask the question. So if you think of it in terms of your own personal service to the Lord, by serving people, you may be giving a prayer request or an exhortation or a praise report on behalf of others. And remember, this is why we have this day. We don't know about tomorrow, but we have this day. And these are the things that we can do. We can make a difference. It's your turn. Just press the button 1 on the telephone, and you can be heard. And whatever God placed on your heart, I would suggest strongly that you share that with the rest of us and begin your day by being the blessing that God intended for you. Well, praise the Lord. You're live and you're on. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
God for this day, rainy or not. I thank God for this day. I would like to offer a prayer request. A close friend of mine informed me on yesterday that her boss had been diagnosed with a lump, and they after doing tests, they realized that it was cancerous. So I would like to lift her up in prayer, as well as all those that have been affected by this disease. Again, this month is also Cancer Awareness Month, so I'm sure that we all know of someone who had it or who has it. I personally
yes.
have had friends that have passed away, and we could lift up all those that were families, even that have to stand with their loved ones as they go through this, you know, procedures and treatments and all of that.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer request. We're going to bring that before the Lord. And I believe that we already know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord to do. And when we have a situation, immediately we want to look at it to discover not where the horror is, if in fact that's so, but where the hope is and who is the source of that hope. And so on behalf of this lady who is...
Her name is Angela.
Angela. Okay, Angela. We want to pray today on behalf of Angela. And Angela could be any female.
Mm.
And so we know that there's only one God, though, and one God who is able to do what we're asking. So we want to represent Angela before the throne of grace right now. We want to begin by speaking peace to her mind, to her heart. Something like this is extremely disruptive to a sense of peace, even a sense of confidence. The Father, we speak peace to Angela right now. We send the word which travels. A word of peace is rising in our heart and our spirit right now in the name of Jesus. A peace such that she is baffled because it passes all understanding. And while she's thinking that she should be totally broken up and in disarray because of the news and the discovery, and things she's heard about the disease. But Father, even now, we speak a peace that brings her a confidence in you. A confidence that she has never had before. Confidence that you are her healer. In the name of Jesus, heal her. Begin that process of recovery. We thank you for the team that you're surrounding her with to minister to her physical need. Bless them. Keep them in perfect peace. Give them the confidence, Lord, that she will recover and she'll be healed. So we speak healing over her right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak peace for her families, for her family, her loved ones as well, because they are necessarily and naturally disturbed. We speak peace. And Father, we call forward every good thing that can come out of this diagnosis and this situation. Every good thing must come forth in the name of Jesus. And these good things will cause praise and honor and glory to you and to your matchless name. We thank you today for Angela. In Jesus' name we pray. And we're looking forward to the testimony and the good report of the divine and the supernatural encounter with you, Lord, and with your ability to deliver. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to rebuke the enemy. We have been given authority over all of the enemy's plots, plans, and strategies. The kingdom of darkness is subject to our rebuke, because the God of our lives and our Savior has given us the authority to do so. So we speak now to the kingdom of darkness. We speak to Satan, and we tell him the Lord rebukes him, according to Zechariah 3:2. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord rebukes you, Satan. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. And this is what the psalmist said in chapter 80 and verse 16. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Psalm 104:7. So we rebuke all the winds and storms of the enemy sent against our lives and the lives of people that we care about, according to Mark 4:39. We also rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of bulls until they submit, according to Psalm 68:30. We rebuke those adversaries and enemies that rush at us, and we let them flee away, according to Isaiah 17:13. Cause them to flee. We rebuke the devourer, and we ask you, Father, to rebuke him. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, according to Malachi 3:11. Rebuke the horse and chariot, and let them fall into a deep sleep. Stop the movement of the adversary, according to Psalm 26:6. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate around us or in our lives and in the lives of your people, according to Luke 9:42. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed, according to Psalm 119:21. On this day we rebuke and release furious charges upon the enemy, according to Ezekiel 25:17. Let the blast of your nostrils, O Lord, rebuke the enemy, 2 Samuel 22:16. Rebuke the enemy, Lord, with flames of fire, according to Isaiah 66:15. Let 1,000 flee at our rebuke, O Lord, Isaiah 30:17. Rebuke every sea that would try to close in upon our lives. Psalm 106:9. So we say to the devil, we rebuke you, hold your peace, and come out. according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 25. We praise the name of the Lord, and we thank all of you for joining us on this Thursday, October 16th. Remember, our gratitude opposes any complaints that may try to come or fill our hearts. Let gratitude arise. Let gratitude reign. And gratitude to whom? To our Father in heaven, who is our Creator. He's our sustainer. He's the one that keeps us no matter what rises up. We want to close with this benediction. It's from Revelation chapter 5. The second portion of chapter 5, I'm sorry, verse 5. It's chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. And we want it to resonate in our beings. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and had made us kings. Imagine that. We are kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. I trust that you can say amen to that. I know I am. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. Go in power. Looking forward to seeing you again on tomorrow morning. Bring your praise. Bring your requests. God is able.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone on the line. Amen.